Greetings to the congregation. Thank the Lord for a peaceful week last week. We continue to worship online like this. We are preparing to have a live stream in the next few weeks so we can open the church. Some will be able to attend in person, but some still have to stay at home and worship online. Scripture in John chapter 4 and verse 1 through 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The key verse in Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Let's all read one more time, key verse, Psalm 73, verse 25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. To prepare our heart with the title, A Life of Happiness, dear congregation. Happiness is everything wishes to have. Happiness is something we have something. And sometimes when we lost that, we do not feel happy. And in our life, we face that many situations like that. The story of a young kid, very good. He was rewarded $5. He was happy and put $5 in his pocket. And he tried to show the $5 off to his other. After a while running, he lost that $5 in his pocket. So he sat down and cried. Cried because he lost his $5. There's a stranger passing by, saw him cry and say, "Why did you cry?" And he said, "My mom gave me $5 because I was a good boy, but now I put it in my pocket and I lost it somewhere I didn't know. So I lost my $5. And the person said, "Don't worry. If you lost the $5, I will just give you another $5. Is it okay?" And the boy said, "Oh." He said, "That's terrific." So the person gave him $5. He said, he jumped up and down. And because he found his $5 back after the sale, he sat down and cried again. And the person said, "Whoa, why you cry again? I just gave you $5. Why do you cry again?" He said, "Oh, you know, if I kept my $5 before, and now I have $10 already." It's our life. Sometimes we have some happiness, and when that happiness is no longer there, we are going to be finding in a desperate situation. Happiness doesn't mean that that person satisfies all the wish. When we have an iPhone, we have wanted to new phone, and we have a phone, we feel happy. If someday there is an advertisement of a new phone, we feel like our phone becomes obsolete. We can, when we buy a house or a car, we feel happy. After a while, we feel that the car is kind of obsolete. It doesn't satisfy the need anymore. Even the house seems to be small. We need to buy a bigger house. That happiness can come and go, according to what happens to us. How can we have happiness in life? According to the psychologist, there are three things that will make a person happy. The first is that to do the right thing. If our life just sit there and eat, we will not have be happy. They have to have something to do, the right thing to do. The second, they have to have some subject to love. Maybe a person, a thing to love, but there must be a subject. If we could not express our love to something, we can feel uncomfortable and desperate. And third thing, we have to have a purpose to pursue. If the life without a purpose, without a target to shoot toward, then that life will be very sad. However, to have a true happiness, we have to choose the right job to do. We have to choose the right subject to love, and we have the right purpose in life. Asa is the author of Psalm in verse 25 and 26. He expressed the faith in God. Whom have I have in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Today's lesson is happiness of life happiness will give you as a way to do the right thing, to teach us a subject that we love, and teach us a purpose we must have to have eternal life. Let's turn our heart toward God, ask for guidance. Let's pray. Asking for guidance. Our Holy Father, may you forgive us of all our iniquities. And this time, we can be guided by the Holy Spirit and listen to the Word of God. Oh, dear Father, save us all from our sinful. Save us from things that make us unhappy. May teach us how to experience a happiness in you. May you guide us. We thank you, Lord. We lift this hour up into you for you to teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We will discuss a happiness of life. First, we have to have the right thing to do. Need congregation. Except our activities in life, they have something, maybe fishing, some entertainment, or go out to eat, meet with friends, or reading a book, watch a movie, to create a happiness in life. After the entertainment, they can use their time to have more entertainment, to earn more earning, more income. They can use the time to make a name for themselves. But we think that in reality, there are many riches that are happiness because they don't feel happy with all that money. They have a great name, but they can still feel empty inside. These are things that are new to us. In Ecclesiastes, In Ecclesiastes, Solomon taught us the perspective of Solomon like this. In chapter 1, verse 16, he said, I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I apply myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. In chapter 2, I said to myself, come now, I will test you with the pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless. Verse 4, chapter 2. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water growth and flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone chose before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of king. When I think about all this, everything is but meaningless. My life, Allah has many instances of happiness. But many times we feel sad. We don't know why. Some things like that would happen to us. In John chapter 4, verse 2, there is something that we need to do, the right thing. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. The evangelist said like this, believe in oneself, we will be disappointed. Believe in money, we will be destroyed. When you trust in you, you will be persecuted. When you put in God, you will not be confounded. Jesus knew that when believe in Jesus, that person will not be ashamed, although we will not be disappointed in Jesus. Believe in God, you also believe in me, Jesus said. This, what does Jesus want to say? If you believe in God, but believe also in me. Also believe in me. What does that mean? In Ruth, talk about the story of Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem as the town they left when there was a famine. When they went back to Jerusalem, Naomi has a piece of land, planned to sell this piece of land. One of the person who could redeem that is Boaz. Boaz is a boss, and he has the right to let Ruth to pick up the grain in his farms. Boaz said he wanted to purchase Naomi, but there is an obstacle. There is a relative has a much more right than Boaz. So Boaz must talk to that in chapter 4, verse 3. Naomi has returned. We want to sell a piece of land to belong to a relative, Elimelech. Boaz said, I let you know, and you can tell me in front of everything a witness here, would you be able to buy that land? If you buy this land, please, if not, let me know. Because before you, there's no other have this right, and after you, it's mine. Boaz said. And Jesus said, I will buy that piece of land. Boaz continued, if you own this piece of land, you also must acquire Ruth the Moabite, the dead man's woman, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property. The guardian redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my estate. You redeem it. I cannot do it. Boaz has the right to purchase this piece of land, but at the same time must marry Ruth, is the widow, to continue to the name of the widow's son, husband. When Jesus said, you believe in God, you also believe in me. Two of these things must be in parallel. Believe in God, also believe in Jesus. If you do not believe in Jesus, you do not believe in God. These two things have to continue. When we express faith in God, we also express faith in Jesus as well. So, to believe in God, also believe in Jesus, means that when we express the same faith, but that faith when in God is the same faith that is in Jesus, is the one that God has sent. New congregation, Jesus let us know that He and God is one. In verse 7, Jesus said, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. Verse 9, Jesus said, when you see me, that means you see the Father. We see that when Jesus not just has only a role with God, but Jesus is Himself God. If we believe in God, we also believe in Jesus the same. Dear congregation, do you think that when we believe in, do you believe God? Many say, I believe in God. What is the reason you believe in God? They say, oh, I pray a lot, continually pray, everything I pray about it. Dear congregation, a person that pray continually, is it the person has faith? They pray a lot with God. But God said, these people use a mouth to praise me, but their heart is far from me. So a person who pay a lot doesn't mean that that person has faith. A person believes in God, that we give all the burdens to God to have peace. Once we give the burdens to God, all our burdens to God, then our heart truly will have peace. We will not be unrest anymore of anything. There's a lady recount a story when she bathed a young, a 4-year-old. She put soap on the head of the 4-year-old, and then the soap keep running into her eyes, and the 4-year-old quickly cried, and Jesus told his son, after the put shampoo on your hair, you have to look up, because when you look up, the water will not flow into your eyes. Then you would not be bothered with the soap water. You see, he said, yes, yes. When the mother put the water, then he just looked down, and then the soap water runs to the eyes. And that repeated many, many times. The mother said, do you believe what I told you? And he said, yes, I do believe. But he is struggling between the trust in his mother and the nodding of the head. And he struggled with trying to perform. When his mother remembered that and faced the difficult situation, she said, sometimes we lift up the things to God, but when we pray, our eyes still focus on our burden, on our problem, not on God. is that we have prayed many times, but our eyes still focus on the problem. And we see that we feel no happiness in that situation. Maybe the serpent has entered into our eyes. The Word of God said, when we believe in God, we will not be ashamed. Nobody believes in Jesus will be disappointed. We thankful for many of us who have shared our the witness to us that believe in Jesus. They are not ashamed. Like Miss Dow, Miss U, Miss Tui, many you have heard many sharing of their witness to us. When they have Jesus, their life has changed. They will not be disappointed anymore. They saw happiness in their life, and people said, without Jesus, I would have died. Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe in me. That is the way for you and me to have a restoration with God. From when Adam committed sin, there is no relationship between man and God. We've been separated by sin. And to restore that relationship with God, God asked to bring a sacrifice to Him. And in the New Testament, God gave us His Son to be a sacrifice for us. When you believe in Jesus, that is the sacrifice that we must use to wash our sin. That then we will restore the relationship with God in Jesus' blood. So that to restore, to have peace with God, that is to restore that relationship with God. To have relationship with Jesus, to restore the relationship with God. When we put in faith in Jesus, that person will find meaning in his life. Meaning, mean, what does it mean? That means the life must express with the purpose of the life. When you buy a shirt, that shirt must be worn. When you buy a chair, the chair must be used to sit on. If the shirt is worn and the chair is sitting, that object achieves the role of that object. Example, if you buy selling clothes, you use something to decorate in your store, and then that shirt is not to be worn. It's just for a decoration. It will achieve the purpose, because the purpose of that shirt is decoration. So our lives, we have a right purpose that God gives us, then we can find true happiness. The meaning of life is not just that what we achieve. The meaning of life is because we have some role in society or a role at the church. But we can live a person that is God can relate to us. When we can relate to God, Jesus is the center of our happiness. When we put in faith in Jesus, that person has the value of his life, her life, and also for eternal life. At this time, when we restore the relationship with Jesus, we are called children of God. And that's the value of a person belonging to God. Nobody can exchange that life. We can only receive that when we put our faith in Jesus. Not only put faith in Jesus, we can be children of God, but the value we've been restored, just like before when He created Adam and Eve. God gave the whole earth to Adam and Eve, managed it, God said. So, human has been made to manage
what God created for us. Becoming His children, you and I, we've been given the responsibility to manage our sin, discipline our sin. We have to manage for the time that we have, for the finance that we have, for the family, manage the family, all the inheritance that we have on this earth, to use it, all of that, or to use all of that, to according to the purpose God has given us. Believe in God. Also believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus is the right thing for us to do. It is the right thing for us to do, to have happiness in life. The second point which I want to share is to have a subject to love, to have happiness. In 2 chapter 14, my father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. To love and be loved is the need of everybody. Anyone need to be loved, need to love. We can love a family. We can love a subject, a thing. We can love the birds and the trees. Someone love their job very much. Someone love to play sport. They can love a particular subject or some ideology in the congregation. Though we can find to love almost all that love does not bring us happiness. We continue to find something to love. But in this life, sometimes suffering and love that accompany each other. If I know that love is suffering, it's better for me not to exist. Though the lyrics of a Vietnamese love song. All of the love song, most of them, to express the suffering in love. We have heard many stories about a love story, love the first one loved the second one, the third person loved the second one, and the first person loved somebody else we don't know, and that could keep on going in a circle, and suffering comes. Almost love, to love, that give us suffering, then, so the psychologist said, only when we love somebody who loves us back will bring us happiness. Happiness is when we love someone and that person will love us back. That person must be concerned for us, for my family. If a widow to remarry, and maybe the person that widow one is for that husband to be concerned with my kids. If that person say, yes, I agree to take care of your kids, just like my own children, then that expresses that person is really love that widow. Your congregation. That person that loves us must express a concern for us. There's a story of a young person. He lives far away from his mother. One day, he remembered his mother and he went to a flower shop to buy a special flower bouquet and asked that bouquet to be sent to his mom, who lives about 100 miles away. And that's convenient. And he put together a note with a bouquet saying, Mother, I love you very much. When he put the order into the flower shop and paid, he walked out of the store. All of a sudden, and next to his car, there's a girl sitting there, is crying. So this person approached the girl saying, "Why do you cry?" And the little girl said, "Oh, I wanted to buy a rose for my mother, but I only have 75 cents. But the rose cost $2. And this person said, smiling, "Well, why don't you come with me to the store? Pick any one you like. Whatever you like, I will buy you one, rose." And the little girl chose a red rose, very beautiful. And this person paid for that rose for her. She said, "Oh, my mom will love this very much." And then she went down. But that person said, where do you live? I will drive you home." And the girl said, "Okay." He climbed to her car. And she led this person, but not to a house, but to a cemetery. She led him to a tomb, a brand new tomb. And the girl took the flower and put on top of the tombstone. She said, "I was able to buy you a rose. This is very fresh flower. This is something you love. I love you very much. I want to give you this rose." Dear congregation, when this person heard of this little girl saying, there is something made an impact on him. And after he drove her home, he immediately went back to the flower shop, canceled that order that he just placed a while ago, and instead he bought a bouquet of roses, the color that his mother loves, and he himself drove that bouquet to her mother's home, his mother's home. It's about less than 100 miles. But when he came, gave the bouquet to the mother, he embraced her and said, "Mother, I love you very much. This is the bouquet of roses that you love." He feels happy, dear congregation. Love as subject must be if someone that is concerned for us. Jesus said, "In my Father's there are many rooms. If it's not that, I would have told you. I would go to prepare a place. If I go and prepare, I will return and take you to be with me." Dear congregation, Jesus is telling us, "I go to prepare a place for you." The day that he demonstrated his love, but sacrificed himself on the cross. On that cross, Jesus said, "Father, please forgive them. Please do not count their sin upon them." Jesus accepted all our sin on his shoulder. And when he returned to heaven, he demonstrated his love to the believers that "I go to prepare a place for you." Is Jesus someone worthy of our love or not? Dear congregation, many have accepted this invitation, has put trust in Jesus and say to Jesus, "Dear Jesus, I love you." Dear congregation, when you and I put our love in Jesus, give our love to Him, then you will be surprised that that love of Jesus become a foundation of all other loves from us to others. Love to Jesus has restored many broken marriages. The love of Jesus has repaired many broken families. Love of Jesus has made the enemies to sit down and shake hands. new congregation. The love of Jesus has resolved any unhappiness in life. How Jesus, He put Himself, sacrificed on the cross. In the cross, there are two bars, a vertical bar and also a cross bar. The cross bar is attached to the vertical bar. The vertical represents our love to Jesus. And the cross bar represents the love of us with each other. The love must be on the foundation of the love for God. And that is why we can find happiness in that love. Because Jesus is the subject of our love. We already have something we need to do. Put the trust in Jesus. Like we believe in God. We have a subject to love. That is Jesus. Like Jesus had loved us. The third point is that we have to have a right purpose. Verse 3 said, I will come and take you to be with me after I have prepared a place, so that wherever I am, you may be also. Anyone young has a purpose in life. A recent graduate maybe has a purpose to find a job. Those who already have a career maybe to try to build a family. Those with a family maybe have a purpose to buy a house. The life has to have a target to strive for. Without a target, that life is just like that. To strive toward the target, our purpose of God is not imaginary, but reality that will bring us happiness. There are many people live in poverty, but when they have a purpose in God, I prepare for you a place. When I prepare a place, I will return and take you with me. The purpose is that they will be with Jesus. And because of that purpose, they could not view that poverty as something to be ashamed of. They ready to be to have a life of sincerity instead of wickedness. Though they be poor, but they have Jesus, it's better than to be rich and without Jesus. There are many have been despised by the family, by the husband, or their friends, despised by society because they put trust in Jesus. But they have a purpose to do, are ready to be despised, because they remember God said, a mother can forget how to feed her baby, but I shall not forget you or forsake you. I will not forsake you. And because the purpose to be with Jesus, they ready to be persecuted. Thanks be to God. What we have in Jesus is not imaginary. Jesus said, I have prepared, I will return and come and take you with me, Jesus said, to the place that God has prepared. Dear congregation, there's a person named Marcellus, 337 before God. He has a father who is a king, and he will inherit. And this person, Marcellus, lived in a place called Korea, and now that place is in Turkey. They reign in the he reigned kingdom in 337 until 353 before Christ. Marcellus has married Artemisia, and this Queen Artemisia is his sister, is also his wife, because the culture of that day, the king must marry either the sister to keep the power within the family. They have used a lot of tax money to decorate the palace where they live in. They put statue, very beautiful architecture, right in the city that Marcellus has chosen. And after that, he will be a, after 24 years, in year 353 before Christ, Marcellus passed away. The queen, Artemisia, was very sad, and she decided, she will decide to build a palace as a place of to memorial palace. And in the year 350, she used more than 120 to build this palace, for 17 years to build this palace, this tomb. There are many famous, is someone who very skilled to manage other skilled worker to build this tomb. He's one of the famous sculptor in Greece at that time. She hired many, many skilled person to work. This tomb has built on top of a hill looking down at the city. And in the foundation on this is, there are many statues of the animals that sculpted by many famous sculptors. And at the center is the tomb, and it's made of precious stone. At the bottom is a very large structure, and it just narrow up like a pyramid. Four famous sculptors, Bryaxis, Leocharis, Scopas, and Timotheus, is responsible to sculpt all the meticulous decoration, and each one worked on one face of this tomb. And on top is a chariot with the king, the statue of King Marcellus. When alive, King Marcellus, he admired the culture of his people. At the very around are the columns. There are 9 on each face, 12 meters tall, and in the middle is to hold up the roof. And there are many statues that sculpted very meticulously. There are 24 steps, and walking up like a pyramid. And on top of that is a chariot pulled by 4 horses with the statue of king and a queen. And this statue is 6 meters tall. And this tomb is 45 meters. It's like a house, a building of 14. When king was alive, did not enjoy this architecture because it was built after he passed away. And today, in the English word, there is mausoleum. That means the tomb, of the famous tomb for Marcellus. And this word, mausoleum, is taken from the king name of King Marcellus. This is one of the best tomb, very wonderful, it became one of the seven wonders of the world. And this world lasted for 16 centuries. Though there are many other in the cities, they were destroyed, but this tomb was still standing. However, this earthquake and all of that palace was destroyed alone. That lasted only for 16 centuries. Unfortunately, anything that of beauty that was built for King Masala's has been destroyed. All the work of these famous sculptors, all the precious stone that was used, with all the efforts of the great sculptors of that day, today, has gone. The last 16th century, it fell down by just an earthquake. Jesus said, I will prepare for you a place when you and I, we will have that place. Are we going to inherit it? Yes. When we put Jesus, will restore us to come to the place Jesus prepared. Jesus said, when I prepare for you a place, I will return and take you with me, so you will be with me. If we are not alive, we cannot be with Jesus. So that Jesus has come to resurrect us in the future, so we can inherit that with Jesus, the place that God has prepared. If today we do not live with Jesus, we will not have a purpose that we can strive toward, to the place where a happiness forever. Dear congregation, do you amen with me? That Psalm 23, our key verse today, whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire beside you. Hopefully, all our life and yours, the rest of our life, or the long or short, we will experience a life of happiness because we put a right thing by belief in Jesus. We love the right person, that is Jesus, and we have the right purpose to strive toward, to wait the day we will be with Jesus in the place God prepared for us. May God bless you. Put our trust in Jesus. Let's pray. Dear our Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus who has lived with us to guide us the way that we must walk. Whoever believes in Jesus believes in God. Who knows Jesus knows also know God. Who saw Jesus will also see God. We thank you because today we trust in you, Jesus, to love Jesus, to acknowledge you, to experience the happiness that you are bringing at the place you have prepared for us. Please keep our faith to be perfect, so no one of us will be lost. We thank you, Lord. Dear Father, if anything in us that cause us not to receive this blessing, anything in our brother and sister that delay our relationship, may you have mercy on us. We can say with Asaph, in heaven we have no one but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you, God. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.